Nigeria was supposed to hold elections over the weekend, but just hours before the polls were due to open, officials postponed the vote. They said there were problems getting ballots to some parts of the country. Nigerians reacted with anger and frustration. Here's one voter in Lagos.
It is really, really, really disappointed. We don't like it like that.
Now the plan is for the general election to be held next Saturday. The BBC's Tomi Oladipo is in the capital, Abuja.
One of the main issues is people have had to, for example, a lot of people who prefer to vote in their hometowns across the country. So people make the journey right across the country to go and vote. And that means they have to probably go back to where they live and then head back again over the weekend to attempt to vote again. Now, will people do that? Can people be bothered? Can people afford to do it? That's the main problem. And it's not just people who have to travel. I think for people who even have to walk down the road to the polling stations just down the street, are they still interested? Do they believe in this system? That's the main question.
Now, who's competing against whom? What's this election coming down to?
Well, you've got two major candidates who some would say are rather uninspiring candidates. Both of them in the 70s, both of them Muslims from the north of the country. Both of them have been in government before. Of course, the incumbent president, Muhammadu Buhari, and then the leader of the opposition party, Atiku Abubakar, who's a former vice president. These are two men who are part of the political elite who have been there for a long time. And I think some Nigerians will see them as one and the same.
Nigeria is a big, powerful country, largest population in Africa. It's, you know, it's a big country, and it's been having elections for decades. What is the problem? Why can't it be organized for an election at this scale?
That's a difficult question because there have been ups and downs. I mean, if you look at the election 4 years ago when President Buhari came into power and actually upstaged the incumbent president, Goodluck Jonathan, a lot of people looked at that and thought this was actually not necessarily the result of it, but the process in which it was held was a step in the right direction. You had an electoral commission that stood its ground despite pressure from the government and went ahead and held solid elections, at least relatively solid elections. And then you have this time when things seem to have gone many steps back. So I think Nigerians not learning their lessons. I think problems with the system as a whole, a lot of the power brokers still meddling in issues. There's a lot to question in the whole system. So I don't think Nigeria has been able to sustain a system that works. And it will take some time as well, because let's remember it was only 1999 when the country made the transition from military to civilian rule. So yes, we can say that Nigeria has struggled to have successful elections over time. But also let's remember, putting it in context, that this is a country that's only just trying to get on its feet and have a solid democracy.
The BBC's Tomi Oladipo is in Nigeria's capital, Abuja. Tomi, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.